Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a part of the fellowship of the unashamed. I have Holy Spirit power. I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past redeemed, my present makes sense, my future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, small planning, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tame vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, position, promotion, applause, or popularity. I don't have to be right first, tops, recognized, praise, regard, or reward. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by faith, and I am uplifted by prayer and labor empowered. My face is set, my greatest path, my goal is heaven, my road is narrow, my way is rough, my companion is off you, my God reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be fucked, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversary, negotiate at the table of my enemy or ponder at the pool of popularity.
Good to have you with us tonight. I know we say that every night, but it's because we mean it every night. And it's because we're glad to have you with us every night.
Yes, we are.
And I got a whole new deal tonight. Rather than just getting some milk duds, I had my wife buy me a whole tub of milk, chocolate, creamy, supreme frosting.
And it is awesome.
Just in case I get a hankering for chocolate tonight. It's not like you got to chew it. Any call right now?
It's creamy goodness, huh?
Can he call right now? And you start this up?
Oh my goodness. We'll give it a shot.
Okay, Blog Talk Radio is running.
You can't just tell him. Okay. I'll try.
It's only going to take 10 minutes. That's the go live there. That's the go live there.
All right. Does your mouse go? Yep. Right from one to the other. Oh, we're talking. Hello, Blog Talk. Pastor is going to take a phone call from his grandson. He's 12 years old today. So that's exciting. And he's in California, so you don't want to miss any phone calls with him. So hope everybody has had a beautiful day out there. We have had a beautiful day here in North Dakota. It has been sleeting all day long. And if you remember right, it was really dry here.
Turn on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Hold on for a second. Let me get Facebook up and running. I'm talking away. Hello, Facebook, our community of faith family. Good evening. How is everybody? Pastor is on the phone with his grandson. He just turned 12 today. He's the one, well, one of the ones out in California. And so he's calling right now and talking to him. So I'm here to start the program. At least I'm hoping I'm starting the program. Hope everybody had a beautiful day today. It was a beautiful sleeting day here in South Dakota. It literally has been sleeting all day, which if you remember right, we were praying for snow and then we were praying for rain. So we just got it all at one time and now our ground ought to be nice and moist. So that's a good thing. Now, this is different than my computer, and it always takes me a second. I just hopped in the seat a second ago when he took the phone call and said, will you do this? So I have to figure out where I'm at and what I'm doing, actually. And I don't even know where to look to see if anybody is here yet. So whoever is here, God bless you. Thank you for being here on this Monday evening. Going to be teaching again tonight on building confessions, which is an awesome thing to do. It really, really is. And once you do one of them, it's kind of fun to build new ones for different things. It's so powerful when you do your confessions and prayers and declarations. It definitely empowers you. I don't know how he works with all of these lights on here. We had quite a crew for noon prayer today, and that was awesome. I love that. It accomplishes so much in the heavenlies. We had a really good day yesterday. After you guys left, we drove around out there around Ray in the area quite a bit, and it did continue to rain or snow lightly, but then this morning we got up and there was actually about an inch of snow on the ground, and it's been kind of snowing and bleeding all day, so it's been beautiful. So you know what, while we're waiting for him, let's go ahead. It looks like I have three people here, but I don't know where to see who you are. I don't remember. Our computers are set up so different, or our whole systems are set up so differently. So I don't see any comments or anything, which I guess he typically can't either. But anyways, let's go ahead and say the Pledge of Allegiance. All right. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now we'll have a moment of silence to honor those who have served and those who are still serving, and the families that have stood beside them. The 21 seconds in honor of the 21 rifle volleys that are fired at the funeral of a fallen soldier. 21 seconds will begin right now. Thank Thank you. Thank you. And I know Pastor would usually sing God Bless America right now, but sorry. One of these days I'll get brave and do it. I'll sing with him. But okay, and let's go ahead and pray to get this evening started. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for another beautiful day and another opportunity for us to all be together. Father, help us all receive great wisdom and knowledge and understanding and revelation and enlightenment of your word tonight. Help everything to flow through our minds easily, that we receive all of the revelation that you have for us. We bless every one of these that join us tonight, Father, for their diligence and their faithfulness to draw closer to you and to learn your will and your ways. We thank you for them. Father, we pray over this nation. We continue to invoke your vengeance on all of the wickedness in our government. Remove all of those who purposely do not seek your guidance and your will in their decision making, and replace them with those who do seek your guidance and intend to bring this nation back under you. And those others, remove them from any position of leadership or influence. Let them never hold another seat of influence over anyone again. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you, Father. We are so grateful to you for your blessings in our life. You've been so good to us. And I know we say all the time, God bless America. And we just want to thank you. You have so blessed this nation. And we are so grateful for it. Thank you, Father, for all of your blessings on all of us. Continue to work through us every day. Work through us all as instruments of your word into this world every day. Work through us as instruments of your love and your peace into this earth every day, Lord. We are here. Use us. Lead us and guide us in every thought and feeling we have, every word we speak, and with every action we take. And we receive your perfect health in our bodies, our mind, heart, spirit, and souls, as well as our bodies. Father, we receive your perfect health, perfect peace, your perfect love, and your perfect comfort in every area of our lives. We receive your perfect assurance, knowing that you have this. We give you our lives, and we are assured of your blessings and your favor, and we thank you, Father. We thank you, thank you, thank you for all of your goodness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And now, I know Pastor was going to teach on confessions tonight, and he says he has verses up someplace. However, I don't know how to work his screen. So let me show you a couple of confessions that I have. Actually, I'll be right back. Okay, and I know Pastor sends a confession every day for us to say together the... Oh, actually, we could do that because we didn't have time to do it to the pre-stream. So let's go ahead and do that confession. If everybody, I know it's in Messenger a bunch of times, and if any of you have copied and pasted it, we'll go ahead and do that confession. Lord, we, the community of faith, will not hinder, restrict, or limit your presence in our life another second. Fill us with your Holy Spirit and guide us through this day, that glory and honor may be brought to your kingdom, kingdom through our influence in this earth. Amen. We pray, Lord of the harvest, send forth laborers into these fields that we may build your community of faith. Jesus, you said, I will build my ecclesia and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And we speak it done now. 2 Corinthians 9:6-15. The community of faith, and Pastor and I make this declaration. This we say, we sow bountifully and we also reap bountifully today. We give as we purpose in our hearts, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves cheerful givers. And God is making all grace abound toward us, that we, having all sufficiency in all things, have an abundance every day for every good work. Lives changed, ministry assignments understood. As it is written, he has dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor, and his righteousness endures forever. Now he who supplies seed to the sowers and bread for our food, supply and multiply the good seed we have sown and increase the fruit of our righteousness. While we are enriched in everything, all liberality, which causes thanksgiving through us to God, for the administration of this service not only supplies the needs of the saints. Oh my goodness, my whole face just jumped. While through the proof of this ministry, I'm on verse 13. They glorify God for the obedience of our confession to the gospel of Christ and for our liberal sharing with them and all men. And by their prayer for us who long for us, because of the exceeding grace of God in us, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift in us. The word will not return void, but will accomplish the purpose for which it is sent now. And that's one of the biggest things with making confessions and declarations is the word will not return void. It will accomplish. Everyone the Father has set in this ecclesia is able to be with us. We are functioning according to the great gift of God on the inside of us as a fivefold ministry and a great company of believers. God remembers our work and blesses them. I keep looking down there. I forget this little green dot is up there, and that's what I'm supposed to be looking at. So bear with me. He restores to completely better and exceedingly abundantly above everything we have ever seen as a vision. We have favor with God and man. The path of the just is as a shining light, and everyone, Father, you have given to be with us will be with us all in Jesus' name. The word will come forth unhindered, unchecked by any outside force, and all who see and hear it will be set free. Amen. We need to declare that a lot over the up-and-coming tent of meetings. There will be a move of the Spirit because the center of all we do will be righteousness and joy and peace in the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's another good one for the tent meeting. This day is already settled in heaven and has been set up for us to work, and all we have to do is walk in these footsteps, and that really is. We just need to keep moving. And what you know is God's will, and he'll just keep opening doors for you in front of you, laying out your paths in front of you. Lord, help us live in the modern day 2021 covenant that you set before the foundations of this earth, that we should walk in them according to the word of God in Jesus' name. I wish I could see who is here, if anybody's here yet, or I should have actually turned around. I don't know if I can do that. I was going to say if I could turn the camera around so I could work off of my own computer. It's amazing how different our computers are. And so let's pray for all of our people too. Let's lift up everyone in healing. Travis, this is Stacy Knoll's nephew. He had blood clots and some serious surgery in the brain. So Travis, right now, we declare again, any blood clots still left in your body are dissolved. And we declare perfect healing in every area of your body. And all of those with COVID, that were diagnosed with COVID, we're not claiming it for anyone. We're not claiming it for anyone. So Barb, we speak perfect health to you. We speak over Mikey and Zema and Joy and Claire. We speak peace and healing in that home. Christine Barkley, we speak restoration of perfect health and function in every cell of your body. And we speak peace in your home for you and your mom. We speak peace to Gabby Tennant. We speak healing to Gabby Tennant. We bind muscular dystrophy. And we cast you off of her body now. You absolutely must leave her body. We speak the blood of Jesus over every cell of Gabby Tennant's body now in the name of Jesus. And we speak health, perfect health to every cell of her body and perfect function. Erica, we bind the cancer. It is no longer a part of your body. It is cast out and it is powerless. And we declare every cell of your body is filled with perfect health and functions properly. Teresa's mom, Roseanne, we declare perfect healing from your bypass surgery. Thorsby family, what an awesome, awesome testimony that is. And we speak continued peace and healing in that family. Donnie Jr., as Brother Mike said, rise up and walk. COVID is powerless against the blood of Jesus. And we speak the blood of Jesus over your life now. And we declare every cell of your body receive perfect health and function now. Ruben, Elselina, Ben and Darlene, Susie, the Baker family, Audrey and her daughters and her kids. We speak perfect health to them too now. Ron and Chris, Rich. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we speak perfect health to your family also, Chris. Perfect health in Jesus' name and perfect peace in your family. I know you guys have gone through a rough time here. Over Chris Davis's family, we declare perfect health to you, Debbie. Perfect health. Rise up to perfect health in every cell of your body, and we speak the peace and the love and the beautiful comforting presence of the Lord in every area of your life. Brenton and Owen, we speak health to you. Kathy Angaroni's mom, we bind the cancer. We bind that cancer. We call it powerless. And it must flee your body. We speak the blood of Jesus over your body and over every cell of your body now in Jesus' name. DJ and Nate, we speak perfect health and peace and comfort to you and Sherry Gilbert, and we declare perfect healing from your surgery and your friend Michelle as well. And our Chris Timmer, receive perfect health, Chris, in every cell of your body now in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, thank you, thank you all for praying with us. And we are seeing miracles happen with all of these families. And Pastor is back. Ta-da! Love you guys. Thanks for being here.
Love you guys. Thanks for being here.
Is my phone over there? What did I do with it?
All right, who all we got tonight?
I have no idea because I didn't know how to move the screen to see who was here and who wasn't, so I don't know if anybody's here.
Well, Mike's here. John Wayner's here. Phyllis K. Raymond's here. If you come here, I'll show you how to move it. That way, if you're here again, you can see it. This thing right here just scrolls up.
Oh, well, that's way easier. I was trying to move all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, see, that disappeared. Well, there's Brother Mike Tony. You're rocking it. Howdy, COF. Phyllis Raymond's with us. John Wayner. All right. Love you guys. You are much more pleasant to look at. Thanks a lot, John Wayner.
Yeah.
You ain't so bad either, bro. Stand beside her and guide her. Glad you're with us. Amen. Very good. Follow through, Mike. I've been in the chair in a short notice. It's not an easy thing to do. Wilma Tony. There we go. We boldly declare. Well, not him. Hang on, Mike. I'll get it. Let me get the rest of me caught up here. Well, I got to say happy birthday to my grandson tonight. That's a cool thing. 11 years old today. I know I don't look like I'm old enough to have an 11-year-old grandson. I'm really not. Here we go. Very good follow through, Mike. Thank you. Boldly proclaim this with us. We, Samuel Ann, all see you, will not hinder, restrict, or limit your presence in our life another second. Fill us with your Holy Spirit and guide us. There we go. Good job, Mike. Put that right in there, didn't you? To this day in the glory that honor and praise, we pray, Lord of the harvest, send forth labors into the field, Blog Talk Radio, Facebook Live, YouTube, to build your community of faith. Jesus, you said, I will build my ecclesia. And the gates of hell will not prevail against it. I love that. We speak this ecclesia established now. While through the proof of this ministry, they glorify God for the obedience of our confession to the gospel of Christ and for our liberal sharing with them and all men. And by their prayer for us, who long for us because of the exceeding grace of God in us. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift in us. I'm in the confession that Brother Mike put in. The word will not return void, but will accomplish the purpose for which it is sent now. Everyone the Father has set in this ecclesia will be with us. We are functioning according to the grace gift of God on the inside of us as a fivefold ministry and a great company of believers. Thank you, Father. You see our works and you bless them to be filled with your righteousness. You restore completely better and exceedingly abundantly above everything we have ever seen as a vision. No weapon formed against us can prosper. We win every time and break the fragrance of the knowledge of Jesus everywhere we go. Because we, your people, will never be put to shame. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Almost caught up. Hi, Wilma Tony. Welcome. Should we pray for the pastor? Yes, please pray for him. Yeah. Hope the family is well in California, doing very well. And 68 degrees and sunny. And Joanne Papel is watching. Well, that's awesome. That is awesome. Welcome, Lynn Joanne. Glad to have you guys with us. Somebody got connected. That's Leanne's dad and his wife Joanne. Good to have you guys with us tonight. It's a beautiful snowy night here in North Dakota. It is April 12th, and it has snowed all day. But we kind of are glad because we needed the moisture. And thank God we got some good moisture because it was really dry. This is going to make a very, very big difference in the condition of the fields to plant the crops and all the rest of it. So we welcome you. We thank you guys for being there. Thank you for helping Sister Leanne make it through. All the way through. Did we say the Pledge of Allegiance? It's a dry snow, so it's not cold. It's actually not too cold. Uh-oh, I got my volume still on. Turn that off. Did we say the pledge or anything, Mike? All right. Must have a little bit of a lag here tonight. I got pretty good speed on my end. And I declare in Jesus' mighty name that all of our signal goes well tonight. Tonight, we're going to be talking once again about speak the word. It has life-producing force designed right in it. And we're going to talk about that. The pledge was said. All right. Did we sing or just you, Mike?
Okay, now I'm here too.
You did the pledge?
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Did you see Joanne is on? Your dad and Joanne?
Oh, hi, Dad and Joanne. I didn't see that. I'm not even set up here yet.
Did we do any shares?
No. Forgot about
this,
yeah.
It's all right.
I was just busy trying to see where I was.
It's all right. Everybody just... peace out for a second. Let me hit a few shares. Looks like that's done. All right. Pledge was said. I like that. So did everybody check in with a weather report? We always have to do that and just have fun together. Thank you guys for just making this thing happen. Brother Mike knows, and some of you might know if you have relatives, but there's a two-hour time difference between here and California. So I'm catching them right when they're done with the day, getting home, getting ready for supper. So that's just one of those things you have to do. Did you show them the frosting?
I did not show them the frosting.
Now, listen, I got another idea for you just so we can get started effectively tonight. I've been eating them Reese's peanut butter cups and everything. But Leanne and I have got a new idea. And that is you just get a big tub, milk chocolate, frosting, creamy supreme. It's not necessary that it's Pillsbury. So you might get Betty Crocker. You might get Duncan Hines. You might get Uncle Joe and Aunt Mary's. It don't matter. But this, you don't have to chew. So it's proper for online. You just put it in your mouth and it melts in your mouth, not on the spoon. I just want everybody to know I came ready for a good time of study tonight. Leanne is very confident and beautiful, and she sings good.
Wow, thank you, love.
You ready? Sing with me.
Now, oh, Mike put in the confession. Well, that was good, Mike. I was trying to read it off of my phone, and then my whole page flew, and I'm not sure where I started back up at.
We need to,
thank you, Mike, for always covering.
John Wainer said we need to hear her sing.
You've heard me sing before, John.
Well, I'm glad everybody's here having a good day.
Yes.
And I appreciate all the comments you've been making about, Pastor, you really don't look that old to have an 11-year-old grandson. I appreciate
those.
He's
12.
No, he's 11.
Oh, isn't he 11? I was thinking he was 12 today. Sorry, guys, I told you wrong.
He is 11. He was born in 2010.
Oh.
There we go. So, what's next? Who knows where we are? What are we doing now?
Start teaching. Teaching and preaching.
Imaginary comments? You don't see those?
Hi, Mama.
Well, you know, not feeling anything about my age. 60's just halfway through life, so nobody should ever be concerned. Why do my comments not keep moving? Isn't that something? Right. YouTube is up and rolling. And I think it's up and rolling, isn't it?
Oh, no. Well, I don't know. I hit the go button.
It is, but I don't have no comments. No chat. If you make a comment, it'll probably pop up, and then I'll have mine. So anyways, welcome. It's going to be a good night. We're going to have a good study. And I've got a couple different confessions tonight that I'm going to be dealing with. We had the one last week we made, which was a good one. I like that. Tonight, we're going to deal with a confession of peaceful sleep.
Well, that's a good one.
Say it so that I can have peaceful sleep.
I can have peaceful sleep.
Amen.
Amen.
And what is this confession about, Pastor? It's about you and I building a group of verses together and then making them often enough that they become a revelation to us. And in those verses of Scripture, it produces a great understanding of the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And that's what this is all about. I command you to work right. All of my comments are going to come through every time for me. Always a blessing to be here. God is so good. I even want us to build a confession off of a post that Phyllis Raymond made today. I saw one of Phyllis' posts, and I thought, man, that'd make a really good confession right there. And all we got to do now is just throw some scriptures in it. And we'll throw it up here, and we'll have everybody read it, and then give me the scriptures you think matches that, and then we'll build a confession on that, which is what it means by confession. It doesn't mean go before the priest and say, Father, I have sinned. It means to confess, to speak, to declare. And that's where we're going to go tonight. I guess we should just probably start teaching. What do you think? Yep. Is that fast already?
Yep. Teach and preach.
Are we ready, Mom? Should we start teaching or should we eat some frosting first? This bite of frosting is in honor of my grandson.
The top of his birthday cake.
I had another tub out in the room where I was talking to him. Happy birthday, Josiah. Happy birthday, Josiah. birthday, Josiah. Happy birthday to you.
I don't see my dad and Joanne down here.
I saw them over here. Joanne Papel, that's her, right?
Yep.
Yep.
That is so good.
All right, so here we go. Let's open our Bible to the first verse.
One. First verse.
Here we go. Let's go to the first verse, which is this. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Uh-oh. All of a sudden, when you get there, that's not the right verse. So, being a very wise and astute man of God, let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. It seems that somebody put the wrong verse in the notes. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, and we're going to go down here to When you get there, we'll hold our Bibles up, make our confession, say our prayer, and get started. 2 Corinthians. Very good, Mike. Thank you. I mean, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, it's all right. Where is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? That's a good verse. It's not where we're trying to go tonight. Hold your Bible up. Let's make a confession. You ready? This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what it says.
I believe what it says.
I am what it says I am.
I am what it says I am.
I go do what it tells me to do. Right now.
Right now.
I will be taught the Word of God.
I will be taught the Word of God.
And it is changing my life.
And it is changing my life.
Because that's what it's designed to do.
That's what it's designed to do.
I receive it as a seed.
I receive it as a seed.
That is producing.
That is
A hundredfold and more.
A hundredfold and more.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen and amen, amen and amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for another wonderful night together in the Word of God.
Amen.
Thank you for all these believers that are with us. Thank you, Lord, that in this group of believers, you're moving us from glory to glory, from faith to faith, from grace to grace. We're excited about it. We're happy about it. We enjoy going and growing in you. We thank you, Lord, that everything you show us makes us that much more effective as believers in everything that we do. And we receive your word tonight, Holy Spirit. You are the great teacher. I declare that every person here tonight receives a revelation in life right now, today, about what they need. We're going to speak the word of God. We're going to proclaim it. We're going to declare it. We're going to teach it. And it is going to come alive in us in a way that we'll never be the same. In a way that will change our lives forever and forever and forever. And we thank you for it. Thank you, Lord, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And as the Apostle Paul said, we believe, therefore we speak. Now as we speak your word tonight, have your way. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Now, if you had a jar of peanut butter, we got that. But then I would really distract it, Dave, because I'd have the spoon in the chocolate and then the spoon in the peanut butter. And then if you remember the old ad, don't get chocolate on my peanut butter. Remember that? You got to go back a ways to know that ad. But everybody that remembers it, you know, raise your right hand or just be quiet so nobody knows how old you are. 2 Corinthians, chapter 1, and Jesus Christ was preached among you by us, by me, Silvanus, Timothy, right, Billy Graham, Oral Roberts, you can put anybody's name in there, Pastor Sam, was yes and no, but in him was yes and amen. All of the promises are God. 20, for all the promises of God in him are yes and in him amen to the glory of God through us. He who establishes us with you in Christ has anointed us is God, who also sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. Moreover, I call God as witness to my soul that to spare you, I come no more to Corinth. Not that we have dominion over your faith, but our fellow workers for your joy, for by faith you stand. Now, in those five verses, there's a whole bunch of history of the church. All right? I'm not going to deal with that history tonight. I'm going to just stick with the point that God's given me to make, and that is all the promises of God in him are yes and amen. Right? Yep. Say it. All the promises are yes and amen. Look at what it says, to the glory of God. Now, Paul added through up there, Paul was the one that was bringing the message to the Corinthian church, and so he's like saying to them through us. And now, Paul's saying that to us, but by now, 2,000 years later, the Holy Spirit of God is producing this in us, and we, the men of God and women of God who speak the word, are speaking it by the Holy Spirit, being led very specifically of what to say, how to say it, and when to say it. And he leads us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Now, let's go to another verse. Let's go to the verse in 2 Peter chapter 1. And we're going to do 2 through 4. You know, there's an old religious statement. It's been around for many years that says you can't stand on the promises if you don't know what they are.
Wow. Yep.
It says if you don't know what they are, somebody might want to add that statement right there into the comments if you want. It's a good statement. So that means we got to learn what the promises of God are. And then now that we know what the promises are, we find them, we know where they're located. Now we got to learn how to use them so that they'll become effective in our life. Because you can walk around with your Bible under your arm every day, but if you don't know how to use this book to cause your life to grow and develop in God, you're going to be a frustrated Christian.
Yeah.
And I got a word for you. God don't want, excuse me, God doesn't want any more of his kids frustrated not knowing how to use the word of God. Amen? We'll grab another verse on that. Verse 2, 2 Peter 1, 2. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue. Verse 4, by which have been given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust. I escaped the corruption. Corruption doesn't mean bad politician. Corruption, any sin.
Yeah. But also bad politicians.
But also bad politicians that are very corrupt. But look at this. Look at what verse 3 says. His divine power. What is the divine power? So literally you can say the Holy Spirit working in the divine power of God has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Say it with me. Two different powers.
Two different powers.
Not only life, but also godliness. Not only godliness, but also life. God made it very clear by the Holy Spirit through the Apostle Peter that he's not just talking about godliness and in the sweet by and by heaven over there on the other side. Thank God for the sweet by and by. Thank God for heaven on the other side. All of us got somebody over there. However, we need to have some peace and joy and happiness right here, right now, in Jesus' mighty name. Well, that means we need to figure out how to use the promises. If you don't know how to get saved, you might spend your whole life in church and never be born again.
It's amazing how many people.
It's amazing how many people are there that have actually never been born again. You might say, Pastor, I've been in church my whole life. What do I got to do? I'm a good person. If you've never said, forgive me of my sin, come into my life, I receive you, Jesus, as my Lord and Savior, you're not born again yet. Brother Kenneth Hagin said, he was in a church one time for a meeting, and he said the Holy Spirit kept speaking to him to call for souls. And he's like, I've been in this church lots of time, and I'm looking. He said, everybody in there is a Christian. And he said, I can't think who in the world, because he knows the people. And he's watching everybody. And he's like, the Holy Spirit said, call for someone to be saved. And the most spiritual person in the building got up and walked down front. And he said, excuse me, ma'am, why are you here? She said, to get saved. He's like, what? She said, I need to be born again. He goes, well, what do you know? What do you mean you need to be born again? She said, I've never been born again. He's like, you've been in this church your whole life. And then she named it. Yeah, I know, like 60 years. She said, sitting here listening to you, Brother Hagin, I've just been a good woman my whole life. And I never once prayed the prayer, Jesus, come into my life. And he said, well, let's get her done right now. Isn't that an interesting story? Why? Because if you don't really know, you know, it's like people, I don't know. It's an interesting situation. I've been in churches where you walk forward and you shake the pastor's hand. I don't honestly know how that gets you born again. Anybody else got a story about something that happened where that's how people said you're born again? And Maybe in your life, if somewhere you said, Jesus, I received you, you'll be born again. But I don't see any place in the Bible that shaking somebody's hand got you in. The scripture says that you can receive the right hand of fellowship, but I don't know. I'd be a little more concerned that my salvation might be on some shaky ground. Like Glenn Campbell saying, standing on shaky ground. Did I sound like him? I was trying real good. Verse 3. His divine power has given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that through these you might be the partaker of the very divine nature. Literally, what's going to happen is God Almighty and all of his power is going to come and live on the inside of you. Let's grab another verse here, and then we'll start building this confession. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 3. I know I've been here many times lately, but we're going to just keep going here until we get this established inside of our life. Now, let's start with Ephesians 3:16, that he would grant you, and read down through 21, Ephesians 3:16 through 21, watch this, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. So that means there's riches in glory, and we got to figure out what they are. And then we got to figure out how to get them riches and glory working in our life. Watch. To be strengthened with his might, through his spirit in the inner man. Look at 17. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. How does Christ dwell in your heart? By faith. Well, I've got to go into the doctrine of being born again. We got to understand that. Abraham believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness. You and I believe God and he gives us his righteousness. Christ dwelling in your heart through faith. Then look what it says. You being rooted and grounded in love. There's a process there that we've got to understand. We got to figure out how rooted and grounded in love needs to manifest in our life. 18, that we may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the will of God, which is all understanding. This is just
your width, your height, and your
if those look like they were backwards, it's the camera. It's the camera. The camera's backwards. Well, I want you to look at what he said. He said that you may be able to understand the length. So what's length? How long? That means how long that way it goes. And the depth. Because then he says, and the height. So height is up here, and depth is down here. You can't see my hand down there. So just put it on. It's the camera. Here we go. Watch this. 19. To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, might be filled with all the fullness of God. Fill me with your fullness.
Fill me with your fullness.
He doesn't just say you get to walk around and say you're filled. That verse says that you would be filled with all the fullness of God. Well, guess what? We better find out. We better find out what those exceeding great and precious promises were, over, because we actually get to function in all the fullness of God. I got a revelation for you to start right out. That's going to be a revelation for you. Because when we get all the fullness of God, you know what we're going to act like? God. Dr. Bill Winston said one of the toughest things the modern day Christian has to figure out is how they can actually act like God. He has no fear. He has all faith all the time.
Way easier way to live. Faith all the time.
Somebody want to join my sister in the end? That's a whole lot easier to have all faith all the time.
Yeah,
like
easy breezy.
I, and I'm in agreement with it. I say the same thing. Now all of a sudden we got to say, holy, what does all of this stuff mean? And how do I begin to apply this in my, because this is where the rubber meets the road in your Christian life. You can jump and shout and dance about when we preach all this goodness of God. But there comes a point where the rubber's got to meet the road. The wheel's got to do some digging in the dirt. The transmission's got to engage. We actually have to go into the world and preach the gospel and win some people.
Amen.
People are like,
here we go.
I knew there was a point of commitment coming here somewhere. Yeah, John, his yoke is easy, his burden, and that is the truth. The answer then must be, we got to begin to build sets of verses that teach us doctrine, sets of verses that are systematic in their process. To say, because this happens, this happens, this happens, this happens, and here's the end result we get here like this. Well, that's all good, but guess what? If all you do is just say, well, Pastor Sam said that, I got a word for you standing before Jesus. You better have just a little bit more than Pastor Sam said. Because unless the word you're speaking is the word of God out of my mouth, then you're going to stand on my words, and my words are not the word. I mean, I'm going to make the word my words. But you got to be able to say, you can't be like the Skevaites. And they said, we need you to come out in the name of Jesus that Paul preaches. What was it? No relationship. What did the demon do? The demon beat them boys up, man. Somebody say that was a rough day on the neighborhood.
Yeah, wasn't there more than there was just one demon?
I don't know. There were seven of the Sceva, and they all got there. Wait, and they all ran down the road naked and wounded. That's pretty messed up. I mean, it'd be bad if a demon said, no, I ain't coming out. It'd be really bad when you get beat up by a demon that you said to come out. I wish my comments keep up. Somebody made some comment here. Not for me. I in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, let's keep going. 20. Unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that is working in us. To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen and amen and amen. Now, I'm getting ready to show you my confession. Peaceful sleep. Say this with me. I want peaceful sleep. I want peaceful sleep. And I want you to have peaceful sleep. Do we have anybody on YouTube with us? All right. Because I can't see anything.
Oh, they're not doing any comments.
All right. Have you made comments? None of it showed up here.
And
all right.
Mike too.
And Mike made a comment over there?
Yeah.
So what that means? I'm not going to make that statement up. Let me just look around for a second.
I was going to say, I clicked it twice, though, when I started. Did I, like, start it and then stop it? Or can you actually see it on?
Well, I can see me. So you can see it? That's just weird. Well, you guys just keep track of what's going on. I want pleasant dreams, Mary Pastorek, all right? That's what we're going to talk about tonight. But really, the most important thing we're going to talk about tonight isn't, we're going to deal with sleep, but what you're going to see is the process of how to build the confession, all right? So, let me grab these verses, and I'm going to throw them in real quick. Peaceful sleep verses. Watch this. Let me take a look and see how it looks. Didn't mess it up too bad. A little bit, and I got to separate that one, and I got to separate this. Everybody just hang tight. You're going to see this in just a minute, because what's going to happen here is you're going to learn how you yourself can open up your Bible and make a confession of this, create one is what I'm trying to say. Then begin to establish yourself by speaking this word to a regular thought process. And literally what you're doing is you're short-circuiting what would be like a Bible college experience, and you're learning the process right at your house, you know, right in your own daily life. Now watch. I think I'm ready. Let's see if they can make it work like they needed to. Kathy Angaroni, welcome. It's good to have you with us today. How are things going? Give us an update, ma'am. Phyllis and John Wayner and Leanne and Mike and Dave Sweeney and Wilma, Mary Pastorek, Joanne Papel, Gwen Sweeney. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm just kind of running back through this. See who everybody is here. It's really something. Somebody's Sister Rebecca a link because she's got a new phone and we should be getting some really good comments out of her tonight.
Comments anyway.
Because she's learning a new phone today at lunch, and that's always fun when somebody is learning a new phone because you just get extra comments. That it stays where everybody can see it, and let's just read this together. Now, the point that God has given me for tonight and all last week is this: let's learn to build some confessions of God's holy word. All right, These are verses on confessions. Now, notice that the first words that's here are not a scriptural reference verses. What I've done is I've put a statement that I wrote above the verse. So then I write the statement, and then I write the verses. Let's read the first one together that's in the comments, and it is pinned. Everybody will read it with me. The Lord blesses and instructs me in my sleep. I choose to have God always in my thoughts, and I will not be moved away from peace. My heart, my glory, and my flesh rejoice and rest all night in hope, knowing God is caring for me. That's pretty good, isn't it? Now let's read the verses. Psalm 16, 7, 8, and 9. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My heart also instructs me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory rejoices. My flesh also will rest in hope. What do you do in bed at night, and when you get ready to go to sleep, you pop your phone open and you read this? Or if you're at your computer, copy and paste it, put it in a Word document, copy it off, lay it on the bedside you just before you go to sleep at night, pick it up and read it. That's a pretty powerful statement, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's an excellent way to focus your mind on the Word before you go to sleep.
And you're focusing your mind on the Word of God right before you go to sleep. Yeah. Now, some of you might say, Pastor, I don't ever seem to have a problem sleeping. I just lay down and go to sleep. That's the way I am. But you know what? Then there's been some times that's not happened. And what I found out is one of two things was happening. I had something from the past that was troubling me. Or I had God saying, hey, will you get up and talk to me and not go to sleep right now? I don't like it when I want to go to sleep and wait. Let me see if I say that differently. I always enjoy it when Father says, hey, can you stay up and talk to me when I'm ready to go to sleep? It's always an interesting time because you learn a lot from me.
Yeah.
Now watch. Let's read what Kathy has. Dan Cottle, Dan and Gwen, love you guys. The stress has been almost unbearable at times. My mom is in rehab to help her use her leg. Are so swollen, they're stopping the flow of the fluid. Her leg is very swollen, and now she has an ulcer on the bottom of her foot. She had a CT scan, and it does not look like the lymph nodes are shrinking. Father, everybody pray with us right now for Kathy's mom. Do we have her name? Okay. If we could add your mom's first name, Kathy, that would give us a name to name. Everybody pray this with us right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray Kathy Angroni's mom.
Yes.
Susan. Father, we pray for Susan. You, Jesus, raised people from the dead, totally dead. And everyone who came to you and wanted to hang your hands on them, or you just spoke the word. The centurion said, speak the word and my servant will be healed. Nodes, we command you shrink.
Yes.
to the proper size as you're supposed to be, perfect and healthy in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We speak to this ulcer on the bottom of her foot. In the name of Jesus, we command you to leave. Heal the foot. Now, in the name of Jesus, be healed. They're free. Leg. We speak to the organ systems now. Function properly in Susan's body. Everybody say it. Organs function properly. Function properly. Right now, in Jesus' name. Right now, in Jesus' name. Be healed according to the word of God by the power of the Holy Spirit that is flowing to Susan right now in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Every cell, every tissue, every joint, receive the life of God. Bone marrow, receive the life of God now. Right now, in Jesus' name. We speak it over Donnie Jr. Receive the life of God now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Chris Timmer. Michelle. Sister Sherry Gilbert. I speak to these bodies now. Be healed now. Be made whole now. In Jesus' mighty name. I miss you. All right. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak it right now. Now, let's pause for a minute and give glory to God. You ready? Let's just sing. Just as our way of right now, sealing what we just did with a song of worship. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. Now, I want to deal with this sleep. And depending on how much time we have left over, we might build one so that you can have one that understands how to pray for people. Pastor, what's the purpose of the confession? It's to get the word in your heart until it comes out automatically off your lips. This prayer that I've written for sleep, every night to read it before you go to sleep at night. You might say, well, I don't have any trouble. Well, we're not done. Wait till you see what else is in this besides just God speaks to me at night. I don't, everybody would want that one, wouldn't you? Wouldn't everybody want God to speak to them in their dreams?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the verse of scripture that says it. And we're going to do the same thing for this with healing power of God. Just like that man. So you may make tonight, Kathy. One of the greatest things that you have to learn in our Christian life is that no matter what's going on, you get rid of this faithful out of your life and you say, well, I'll get the faithful back someday. You have now taken the number one process that's going to change. Because you got to have this cause you to be strong in Jesus' mighty name. Yes. Kathy Angaroni, we've been praying for you every day. And we're not stopping. We're not stop speaking over your son. And we declare healthy, healed, and whole in Jesus' mighty name. I'll be two blocks from it. Will your wife feed me if I come by? Awesome. Let's go to my next set of verses here. So it'll begin with, I will lie down and sleep peacefully, knowing that Jesus, my Lord, caring for me in the nighttime while I sleep. I receive the blessed sleep and rest of the Lord. Psalm 127, 1 and 2. Unless the Lord builds a house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. Look at verse 2. It is vain for you to rise up early, to stay up late, and in so doing, eat the bread of sorrow and toil. For so he gives his beloved sleep. Now watch how he said it. I will lie down and sleep peacefully, knowing that Jesus, my Lord, is caring for me in the nighttime while I sleep. I receive the blessed sleep, rest of the Lord. It's a powerful confession, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Now, the words that I've added, they're not the most holy words that can be written. You can take that same verse and write your own statement about it above it. You might say, I don't like how you said that, Pastor. Well, that's all right. Write one that matches that verse, so that it brings faith to you while you lay down at night to go to sleep. Amen? Now watch.
Amen.
Look up verse 2. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows. And that word sorrow there is the word toil. And that word is labor with a painful process. I was with my son the other night. He was so good. Had great eye contact, and gave me a hug. Being with him calms me in so many ways. All right, we got to have his name again. Excuse me, Sister Kat, can you please give us your son's name? Sorry, my truck driver biker world come out. Give me that name. I'm not that person. Amen. Hallelujah. Healthy, healed, and whole in Jesus' mighty name. Spirit of infirmity is broken. Mighty name of Jesus. Now, Joey. We declare over Joey, healthy, healed, and whole in every part of his body.
Amen.
Perfect. Like the day was designed by the Father.
Amen.
in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, let's go to the next one. Let me just edit here for a minute. If that changed it, still pin. Watch this. Did not change it at all. Jesus, the good shepherd, read it with me, causes me to lie down in peace and safety and abundant supply. And that should be in abundant supply. I'm not sure why Facebook has decided to take my words out, but you're a liar, Facebook. Anyways, he restores my soul. Thank you, Jesus, that all of the paths you lead me in are based in the righteousness you have provided for me with your sinless life. I'm going to read that again. Jesus, the good shepherd, causes me to lie down in peace and safety and in abundant supply. He restores my soul. Thank you, Jesus, that all of the paths you lead me in are based in the righteousness you have provided for me with your sinless life. Let's read the verses. Psalm 23, 1 through 3.
Okay, there we go. I'm ready now. Go ahead.
Lord, you are my shepherd. I shall not want. You make me to lie down in green pastures. You lead me beside the still waters. You restore my soul. You lead me in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Now, all I did was just take those same verses and make a statement that to me makes sense. If it don't make sense to you, then change it so it makes sense. You want this to make sense to you. And
amen.
And you want it to work. Look at what this says. You restore my soul. You might be somebody that says, Pastor, all I'm going to do is just make the statement of the verses. That's fine.
You can do that.
That's wonderful. You might say, Pastor, I'm going to just make the part that's just the words. You can do that too. What are you learning to do? You're learning to take this word and get it off the page and get it into your life so it's producing. Let's look at a verse real quick before we keep moving. Proverbs, Psalms, Proverbs, Psalms. Let's stick in Proverbs here. Proverbs chapter 4. Everybody go with me. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 through 24. Proverbs 4. 20 through 24. All right, here we go. Verse 20. My son, give attention to my words. What's that? That's this Bible. Incline your ear to my sayings. That means let your ears hear your mouth reading this book. Read it out loud. But pay attention and do it. 21, do not let them depart from your eyes. Read it with your eyes, hear it with your ears, speak it with your mouth. Keep them in the midst of your heart. How are you going to do that? continually speaking them. 23, look at this verse. For they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Say this with me. Life and health.
Life and health.
Life, living, abundance, green, fresh, flowing, lively, active. It's literally, this word is infused with the life-giving power of Almighty God. When you read it, there's life right on the inside of it. It is life to all who find it. And then look what it says. And health to all their flesh. So say it with me. It's life. And it's health. By reading this word. You might say, Pastor, I never knew anybody could even do this thing. Oh, this is one of the greatest understandings of Scripture you'll ever get. Because here's what happens. Now, while I'm teaching, you'll be like, hold it. That's another one of those verses on whatever your subject is that you're looking for. Huh. Let's use healing. Well, that's a verse on healing. And you'll write that reference down. And you'll actually go buy a notebook, and you'll actually buy a pen and use it. Brother Dan Cottle, look up here at the screen, bro. I want you to see something. You said get it and write it down. Look at all those notes. All of those notes. I mean, it's not like I didn't know about write it down before you said that, but you put a fire underneath me, and I've been writing notes ever since you said that. Thank you for reminding me of what I already knew. But for whatever reason, I hadn't done it for about, I don't know, 2 years. Maybe three.
Really?
I just quit writing notes. I don't even know why. What is it? All of a sudden now, this book has become a diary of my life. Well, let me just read it. The first day in this book is January 4th, 2021. And this is my walk through the Word of God ever since then right here. And it all comes from this program. Why? Because I'm not going to just be here, talk the Word, and then say, there, didn't we do good talking the Word? No, man, this has got to produce life in us. We will see people like Kathy Angaroni's mom totally healed.
Amen.
And walk out of that hospital. I heard a story today. I was trying to find something on YouTube. And when I turned my TV on, it automatically started out on YouTube. And it automatically started out with Dr. Bill Winston preaching. And I like it when that happens. And this is what he said. From our call center. That's what... When that thing kicked on, he said, from our call center, we have the testimony. I'm like, well, hot dog, I like testimonies, right?
Mm-hmm.
The lady called in and said, my mom, sister, somebody, has stage 4 cancer. And they're getting ready to do an operation. Listen to this story. And they said, will you please pray for this, I think it was a sister. And the prayer person prayed in faith, spoke the person healed, and they rolled the lady in to the operating room. And when the doctor opened her up, there was nothing there to do.
Hallelujah.
Stage 4 cancer was completely healed. Sold her back up and said, there ain't nothing in you. They went to the record of the prayer. And the prayer was at the exact hour the doctor was doing the operation.
Oh, no.
To the minute.
Wow.
Somebody say,
yeah.
That's my God.
That's my God.
That's my God. Hallelujah. Brother Mike, I say it again right now over Donnie Jr. Regardless of what that medical profession there in that hospital doesn't know, Donnie Jr., rise up and walk and be healed now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, that's my God. So now we've been in Proverbs, all right? So you see that verse. Let's go back here to our note comments, and let's work on this some more. Say this with me. Psalm 23 is life to my body.
Is life to my body.
And health to my flesh.
And health to my flesh.
I want you to get this revelation of it. We just read in Proverbs 4 that the word is life and health. That means, Lord, you are my shepherd. When you read that, it produces life inside of you. Say it often. You make me lie down. That means when you lay down, you're going to be satisfied. And you're going to have peace inside of your heart.
Amen.
And then verse 3. While I sleep, you restore my soul. What's your soul? Your mind, your will, and your emotion. Now, I don't know if you guys are being a little quiet tonight or if my comments are just not coming through, but I want you to feel very free to ask questions and make comments and everything while we're doing this. You got a verse that you want to add to this that God gives you, add the verse. Okay? But I'm not seeing a lot of movement, which doesn't seem to be like us very much. And I like our flow with everybody taking part and the Holy Spirit using all of us to make this work. Did that make sense? All right. I always ask the boss if it makes sense, because I don't want to get fired when we get done. That's it, buddy. You're fired. And the other reason is when I want another cup of coffee, I have to make sure that I haven't said anything wrong. Hallelujah. Say it. Restore my soul, Lord.
Restore my soul, Lord.
Wait, he already said, he restores my soul. Now, I changed the word he to you, and I actually do.
I think, was that a clue? I didn't get it.
Wait, was that coffee remark subtle enough or not? Say, help me out. Was it kind? I was trying to be real kind. Bless you, John. Love you, buddy. Thank you for your help, Wilma, and everybody that's with us. We love you. Mary, Pastor Rick, where are you? And Rebecca Smith, we got to see you tonight. All right, here we go. Next one. This is after Psalm 23, Holy Spirit has filled my life in every area. Read it with me. Let's read it again. We're going to start where it says, Holy Spirit has filled my life. Holy Spirit has filled my life in every area. As a child of God, me and my sons and daughters come on, Facebook. How do you mess that up? As a child of God, me and my sons and daughters as we sleep, so I'm missing my commas, will see dreams, see visions, and we will prophesy the wonderful works of God in our lives every day. Let me just edit here, because that really bothers me when that happens. Then it doesn't make sense. As a child of God, me and my sons and daughters, as we sleep, we'll see dreams, see visions, and we will prophesy the wonderful works of God in our lives every day. Power of the Holy Spirit will continually change my life every day and night in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. So, let me just say it. I'm not going to go find that in my notes. As you can see what I'm trying to say. So you take it and make it work how you want to say it. Let's read the verses now. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Say it with me. I am all flesh. Say this with me. God poured out his spirit on me. And your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Also on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. Well, everybody on the earth is included in those two verses. Because you're either a man or a woman. You're either old or young. And since the Spirit of God is on you, you can literally, when you go to sleep tonight, literally say, by the Spirit of Almighty God, my dreams will be blessed while I sleep. Honestly. My dreams will be blessed while I sleep. Let's keep going. I got to get some more done here. I'm moving a little slow. Let's go to the next one. This is the last one. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, mercy, and compassion in my life. Because of your righteousness, I sleep peacefully every night. I awaken with a new day of your glory in front of me. I don't know. I don't write like that, but there it is. Let's do it again. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, mercy, and compassion in my life. Because of your righteousness, I sleep peacefully every night. I awaken with a new day of your glory in front of me. Let's read the verses. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Now, I also took the same one and I just wrote all the words part out without the verses. Let's put that in. And everybody read it complete like this. Unpin. Pin. Sound like a speaker person. Unpin now. Now we're pinning. I agree, Mike. Wait, that's such a good statement, Mike. I'm taking a bite of frosting. Happy birthday, Josiah. And it looks like winter out there.
It really does.
You ready? This is in the comments. It's pinned. Everybody read it with me. make sure you screenshot it or whatever you do, because you can use this tonight. I like doing stuff that helps you tonight. I want you to be strong in God. Ready? Let's read. Thank you, Jesus, my Lord, that you instruct me in my sleep. I choose to have God always in my thoughts, and I will not be moved away from peace. My heart, my glory, and my flesh rejoice and rest all night in hope, knowing you, Father, are caring for me. I lie down in sleep peacefully, knowing that Jesus, my Lord, is caring for me as I sleep. I receive the blessed sleep and rest of the Lord. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, causes me to lie down in peace and safety and abundant supply. He restores my soul. Thank you, Jesus, that all of the paths you lead me in are based in the righteousness you have provided for me with your sinless life. Holy Spirit has filled my life in every area. As a child of God, my sons and daughters and I, while we sleep, will see dreams, see visions, and we will prophesy the wonderful works of God in our lives every day. The power of Holy Spirit. I lost my place.
Keep going. The power
of Holy Spirit will continually change my life every day and night in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, mercy, and compassion in my life. Because of your righteousness, I sleep peacefully every night, and I awaken with a new day of your glory in front of me.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. So now, there's all the words I said put in a straight line. All right? And now, let me grab this. I'll throw them in a straight line. Now, what have you shown us tonight, Pastor? I've shown you how to take God and make it work for you in your life. And there's the verses in their proper order. On my end, it looks like messed up, but it is a dry winter.
And it's getting wetter.
It's getting wetter. It actually feels like rain, that Mike. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a dry rain, though.
Yeah.
Kind of like dry ice. It's a cool thing. Our prayers have produced one day of rain
and a day of snow
and sleet. So we got three more days to go. Keep speaking the faith, because literally, we watched this. We said this Saturday night on the program, that the next storm coming out of that is exactly what this is doing, to speed moisture up through Canada right back down into North Dakota.
Hallelujah. So our mighty prayer warriors,
thank you for speaking faith with us and causing some
pain.
Now, I want to do one more set of verses for tonight's sleep process that I didn't add in, but I want to add it, all right? As we were sitting here, I'm like, hold on, I need to add this verse right now. We're going to the translation, the New King James Version, We're going to go to Luke chapter 4. Everybody go there with me. Get your e-sword out. Make it work. And we're going to grab the verse, Luke 4, 18 and 19. So if you're on the e-sword, when you get there, right-click on the reference, Luke 4, 18. It'll pop up a window that says bookmark, copy verses, or highlight. Hit copy verses. When it opens up, add the verse 19 after the 18-19. Click the enter button. And then click OK. Now, I'm going to put this in the comments. I'm going to show you how we do this. It looks like that turned out okay. Looks like that's there. Unpinning now. Are now pinning. There we go. Am I doing something to wow you?
No. Just the character limitation on Facebook.
YouTube. Those of you on YouTube, welcome. I can't see who you are tonight for whatever reason. On my system, it's not letting me see anything. It's not letting me make a comment.
Just me and Sunday.
You and Sunday. Sunday guys are welcome. Hi, how you doing? God bless you. Has anybody seen Francetta here tonight?
No.
All right. If you guys see her show up, then we'll pray for that family too. All right, now watch this. I am at, we are pinning now, 18 and 19. Now watch this. This is a good one to add with prayer. Is upon me. This is Jesus speaking about himself and his assignment on this earth. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, the recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Rebecca, I'm not sure where you've been, but we've been missing you. Don't pull that stunt again. We got to have you. Same thing for you, Shannon, Tony. I know you're busy, but I know. There's just some folks here. Dan and Gwen, got to have you. Wait.
Mike
and Shannon and Dave and Gwen, got to have you. Got Trey and Tisha. I don't know what to tell you. Got to have you. Angel and Alan, we got to have you. Brother Al Barton, got to have you. Chris Timmer, I haven't seen you yet tonight. Anyways, I'm really not angry. I'm just, you guys are all our friends.
We
you're
just love you.
You're part of the body. Amen. You all got good comments that you made. Shopping is hard work. It is. Listen, and more than it being hard work, is there's a bunch of crazy people in there you got to deal with while you're in there. Amen. That's really good. Now, let's watch how I'm going to do this. I'm just going to type it out as I talk it. The Spirit of the Lord was on Jesus to set the captives free. Right? Mm-hmm. Period. I'm an exclamation point person. Exclamation point.
Too.
All right? So that's the first thing. Set the captives free. and heal the broken hearted. Therefore, since I am a believer, all captivity has been broken off of my life. You know, that's just stupid.
Oh, my goodness, Rebecca.
All right, keep going. I declare all traumatic situations in my life will never again affect me because Jesus has set me free. I'm writing this right now, right in front of you. All right? The Spirit of the Lord was on Jesus to set the captives free and heal the brokenhearted. Therefore, since I'm a believer, all captivity is broken off of my life.
Amen.
I do not have a broken heart. It is completely healed by Jesus. My past, I don't know how broken. I do know this. That means there is no more oppression. I am free from all forms of oppression. Because whom the Son set free, and that is me, is free indeed. Now, in Jesus' name, I declare this day. I just added it so you can read it. Now, why are you taking this time, Pastor? Because if you can't get this word off of this page inside your life, I'm making more power than it costs, but does it do any good for you? I can't do that. I got to help you get this word. Let me say that differently. My prayers and my teaching is going to set you free. That's God's going to do that. But I want you to be able to take it and go to the Bible and say, I want to find out what statement at the beginning of the year. There is no lack. 2021, the year of faith, finances, fun, and Father's fathomless love. I have sent you a tsunami of my blessing. There is no lack. Well, to some people with us, you're like, man, I don't even know how that even makes sense. You might say, what's going on? Well, now let's get the verses, put them in a confession. Let's say it every day. every day, every day, every day. Why? All of a sudden, that word will have now gone inside and exploded and begin to produce. Let's say it a different way. The seed of God's word, remember what he said? The word of God is a seed. Plant it in your heart. What does a seed do when you plant it? It breaks down, it dies, and the very DNA of that seed now begins to produce life. For all of you know, my friend, who that was, but anyways. Wait, let's see what Rebecca's saying. She's got a miracle here. I no longer feel that traumatic stress when I hear a loud noise. The suicide gunshot was causing me grief, but no longer. It's been prayed away. Thank you, Jesus. That's a miracle, Master. It is a miracle. And if you want to see what that miracle is, that happened at about 3.5 hours into a program one night after the second communion. And I said, man, God's got something else he wants to say, because I could tell the Holy Spirit was trying to say something. And I prophesied somebody here was a part, he was witness to a suicide. And God wants you to know they made it to heaven. Well, that was Christine and Rebecca.
Yeah.
And on that day, the power of that thing broke in their life. Why didn't we just use that verse? I know you didn't do it, Mike, but I just did now remember to turn down Blog Talk Radio. Now, why did I put this verse in here about Jesus? Because if you've lived in a traumatic situation, I've heard some very, very serious trauma in people's life since the first of the year. Serious trauma. What does trauma do? Let's just talk about it. Trauma is a physical reaction. Your body causes, that's the right word, produces when something violent, something happens to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right? It's like you get a call from somebody who is normally just one of those wonderful people, and the person on the other end of the line says, I just want to let you know this person has died. Your whole system just,
yeah.
You can't believe it. I remember one time I had a friend call me and tell me something. I said, brother, if you would have hit me with a chunk of pipe in the head, it wouldn't have felt as bad as what you just told me.
Well, it actually produces damaging chemicals.
It produces damaging chemicals. What is it? It's a natural response of your body to a severe situation. Now, you might say, well, Pastor, it's not just physical. I know. It the effect is physical, but now it begins to work on your emotional and your psychological.
Right.
Then the damaging effect of trauma is it replays. And that's what we got to get stopped. No matter what you've faced in your life, and there's people here tonight that's faced some pretty severe stuff. Please don't put it on here. People don't need to know that stuff. If you need to share it with someone, then send us an email and share it with us. Ladies, if you have something that you don't want to share with me that's very traumatic, then send Sister Leanne an email or a messenger, because way we can help you. Because to us, it is nothing. We're going to deal with the trauma. We're going to deal with you and help you, because that trauma has not had an effect on us.
Right.
Therefore, we're mighty warriors against that thing, just like this testimony you just saw from Rebecca. see the same thing happen in your life. That's why I just wrote that last prayer that I did and said to you, add it to that prayer of sleep. Literally make this statement before you go to sleep. All right? Spirit of the Lord was on Jesus to set the captives free. Read it with me. It's pinned. Read these verses with me. I'm trying to slow down. I'm usually a real fast mover, but I'm trying to slow down today. Wait. I am slowing down. Ready? Everybody read. The Spirit of the Lord was on Jesus to set the captives free. All right, wait, back up. We got to get the was out. I don't know what the was is for it. The Spirit of the Lord is still on Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is on Jesus to set the captives free and heal the brokenhearted. Therefore, since I am a believer, all captivity has been broken off of my life. Well, what is that? That can be captive to a chemical. That could be captive to a severe situation in a marriage, in a family, in a battle. Who knows? Captivity can be anything that's got you held captive. Somebody told me once they were captive to horror movies, they couldn't get free from it. Well, Jesus has come to set you free, right? Let's keep reading. I do not have a broken heart. It is completely healed by Jesus. I declare all traumatic situations in my life will never again affect me because Jesus has set me free. Now, see, when I just said that, I feel a release in my system right now. I'm literally experiencing a release as I say that. From what, Pastor? I have no idea. I don't know. But I'm experiencing release. Well, where's trauma? I don't have the answer for that yet. Because Jesus made me a new creation. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. I'm telling you right now, when I just prayed that, inside of me, I felt a release. How do you describe it? Don't know yet, but the Holy Spirit is showing it to us. Amen? Let's keep reading. There is no more oppression. I am free from all forms of obsession. That came by the Holy Spirit when I put that in there. Keep reading. Because whom the Son sets free, and that is me, is free indeed now. In Jesus' name, I declare this today. I declare this today. Put that right alongside of your sleep verses. So you say that every night before you go to sleep, and you'll any trauma that's left, I don't know how to describe it yet. I'm studying this. Because the power of God sets the captive free. Totally. How often do I pray that, Pastor? Until you just live peacefully, normally, happy, totally free. You keep praying it until that situation happens in your life. That's how long you pray.
But typically with these, once you start, it's such a power that you just continue to do it.
Yeah. Say it again.
It empowers you so much that you want to just continue to do them.
You need to come sit in the chair and say?
Oh, no, go ahead.
Wait. We're fired up about what God's doing here. And I declare, you guys sleep wonderfully. Wait.
Amen.
Wait, we got Rebecca, boy, she showed up and she's on fire here. The x-rays of the brain in a post shows it actually shrinks the brain. Trauma, yeah, all right. I mean post-traumatic stress disorder. My heart is completely healed in Jesus' mighty name. Now watch. Here's what you and I got to get to. And it's what I'm teaching you. And the cool thing is, I'm not moving until I'm going to move when the Holy Spirit says move. All right? Some of you might say, well, Pastor, I really don't even have any trauma. That's wonderful. Thank God for that. Yeah. I pray that prayer anyways. You know why? To get that prayer down inside of you so you can pray it over somebody else. Mm-hmm. And you know what? You might find that as soon as you start praying it, that you begin to experience a release inside of your own spirit. Mm-hmm. That you might be like, wow, that's interesting. I don't know what that is, but I feel released. I'm experiencing release tonight. Well, what is it? I don't have any idea.
But it's better now.
But it's, amen. But it's better now, amen. Amen. What are we doing? We're taking this word and we're turning it into life on the inside of us. Say this with us. This prayer on peace, make sure you put that and then this prayer about trauma. Send it to people you know. Tell them, pray this. Wait, fix those few words that are out of order and then send it to people. Make it look better than Google does when you send it to someone and say, this is what my pastor wrote. And they'll write back and say, what, the guy don't know how to talk or write? What's his problem? And God will begin to use you in helping people right here with this prayer. Yeah. You might say, well, those verses are good, Pastor, but I want to add this one. Add it. Add it. This is what I want us all to learn to do. I'm going to continually find a way to put this up on the website so people can download it. But if you get a confession written for something in your life, send it to us. If the Holy Spirit is helping you write a confession mm-hmm. about something, send it to us and we'll put it up on the website where everybody can see it. Why? We want people free. The whole purpose of what we do is for people to be free and then for you to be able to take Canaan land that belongs to you in Jesus' mighty name. Do you want to leave North Dakota when the snows in April and go to like Mexico or something? Then you'll be able to just go do it. It's April 12th and we are having a serious snowstorm. And I thank you for your prayers.
Yes, we prayed it in.
Thank you. It's 26 degrees. We have a winter weather advisory out. Matter of fact, this will encourage you in the Lord. Winter weather advisory remains in effect until 6 p.m. Tuesday. What? Snow accumulations, 2 to 4 inches. Hallelujah. Where? Northwest and north central Dakota, mainly along the north of Highway 200. Well, that is awesome. 40-mile-hour winds, we command you to stop blowing and just let the storm stay here for a couple days. Wait, just let the winter wonderful snow stay here. We don't have to call it a storm. It's because you're trying to cause fear. We don't call it fear.
Amen.
Snow is normal here. In the mighty name of Jesus. Well, now, does anybody have a question about this? Or a comment you want to make? We've been really quiet tonight, and I don't know what to do with that.
It's okay.
It's okay?
Yes.
The boss.
Monday and everybody's studying hard.
The boss said it's okay. I just like how we talk.
Well, your pinned comment takes up
the whole thing. Oh, my pinned comment takes up everything? Does it really?
Yeah, you have to keep flipping back to.
You want me to unpin it right now?
No, it's okay.
Oh.
I do want to.
If one of you want to call in and ask a question, Blog Talk Radio, we can do that too.
Oh, yeah. Philly, call in. You were going to the other night.
If God's given you a word or something and you want to share it with us, give us a call. That's there. Now, it's 9:21, so it's time to begin to have communion anyways. And so that's where we're going to progress. Let's pray and finish tonight this way. Tomorrow night, I'm going to bring another confession just like this. You might say, Pastor, how many of these confessions should I do in a day? The Bible says meditate in the law day. And matter of fact, let's look at that verse. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. It'll be the last verse. We'll shut her down on this one. Joshua, let's see, Hosea, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joshua. That's not where he is. Joshua is after the book of Moses. Chapter 1. Verses 7 and 8. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left. Look at what it says. That you may prosper wherever you go. I am prospering everywhere I go.
I am prospering everywhere I go.
I've been thinking about it today. I want to see every one of us completely out of debt, debt-free.
Amen.
Wait. Your car, no debt. Your house, no debt. Your boat, no debt. Your motorcycle, no debt. Your lake house, no debt. Your cabin, no debt. Your credit cards, no debt.
Well, I stand in agreement.
Why? Because in that process of no debt comes a life that we've never known before. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. You will meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Why? Because you studied the word. And what's coming alive inside of you? The word of God. It is life to those who find it, and help to all their flesh. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. For the wonderful, amazing, majestic word of God. Thank you. I pray, Lord, that each of these, our brothers and sisters, the body of Christ here, the family of the community of faith, your sons and daughters, that we see the importance, the value, and the joy of speaking your word. And Lord, thank you that tonight you've simplified this and helped us see it. Now I pray for your blessing in the lives of each of these believers.
Amen.
I pray it, Lord. May this make sense to them. May it make sense. And may every one of us build a confession of verses about different topics and things and share them and grow and develop and be strong in the mighty name of Jesus. And when people come here, may they look at us and say, you guys are an interesting bunch of folks. And we just point to the word and say, all glory and honor and praise belongs to you, Jesus, the living word, on the inside of our hearts and minds. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Sunday is a prayer request.
All right.
Cousin Debbie is giving Sydney dialysis. It's going for like 3 times a week.
And what's the person's name?
Debbie.
Let's pray for Debbie. Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we speak over Debbie. Let's just pray in the spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus. Debbie, we speak healing to your body. Dialysis has to do with the liver, right?
Kidneys.
Which that's going to affect the liver, right?
No.
Father, bless this lady's liver, too. Obviously, what I'm supposed to be saying. We declare your organ systems, Debbie, function properly together. In the name of Jesus. Perfect health. No more dialysis. No more chemicals, no more drugs, just
Amen.
A perfect system functioning perfectly because now we apply the word of God that says, by his stripes, we are healed.
Amen.
The same spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives inside your mortal body, giving you life from the inside out. In the name of Jesus. Father, we pray now for Sister Francetta Goss. And this was Ronnie. And for Ronnie's family. For his kids. Everybody that knows him. In the name of Jesus, we speak life into this situation. No more death. Life. And life more abundantly. To this family now, we declare the destruction of our enemy is done and over. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, will rule their hearts and their minds in Jesus Christ our Lord. We speak this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. Sure you keep us updated on that Sunday in the mighty name of Jesus. And you already prayed for that whole list of people, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's good. Okay, here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. It's time to receive communion elements. One of the things that people got to realize is that every time you receive these elements, you get a cleansing, you get a purging. It's not that it doesn't work the first time you do it. It's every time you do it, you realize again the total effect of the work of Jesus in your life. And when you do, you begin to say, hold it. I am free indeed. And it makes you shout glory. Jesus said, as often as you do this. So that means do it often. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Here we go. Mary, Pastor Rick, thank you for the coffee warmer.
Yes, thank you for the
coffee. I could have bought it anywhere, but it means so much more to me that you bought it. You gave it to us. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 23. I received from the Lord. Amen. Bless your sleep, Wilma. We love you. That which I also deliver to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it And he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Verse 25. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread, and as often as you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's redemptive work till he comes. Verse 28. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Love has been perfected among us in this. And what is that? That we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. Verse 18. Perfect love casts out fear and the torment that goes with it. There is no fear in love. Therefore, there's no fear in the communion, new covenant communion process. I don't have to scare you during communion. You're filled with the Spirit of God. You get to be one with the Father. There ain't no fear in that. Amen. Say it. No fear. What was it, Brother Mike used to always say? Ain't scared. What we got to do now is pray a prayer. Verse 28 says, let every man examine himself. This is how our prayer goes. If you're here and you're receiving communion with us, you already want everything of God. So I'm going to pray from the point of view that you want everything of God, not that I'm convincing you to it. Amen. Mm-hmm. You pray this prayer with us. And I'm telling you right now in God Almighty, you will be right with him when we're done praying. Ready? Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I know I need you in my life.
I know I need you in my life.
In every area.
In every area.
And I thank you right now.
And I thank you right now.
Jesus is the door.
Jesus is the door.
And I open the door and enter in.
And I open the door and enter
in. Jesus, I believe in you.
Jesus, I believe in you.
And I receive you now.
And I receive you now.
Just put your hands out and receive it. Fill in every part of my life.
Fill in every part of my life.
Take your hands and make a big pile of sin and say, there's all the sin.
There's all my sin.
That was ever in my life.
That was ever in my life.
Turn your hands over and say, I receive all of your righteousness.
And I receive all of your righteousness.
Filling me right now.
Filling me right now.
Thank you. Thank you. Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word.
Pray
of God.
In my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. If you prayed that prayer, you're right with God. If you prayed that prayer, welcome to the kingdom of God. Whether it's your first time or your 100th. In that prayer, you went from darkness to light. You went from fear to faith. He went from your sin to Jesus' righteousness in one prayer. Literally, according to the word of God, you move from being a mere earthling to now becoming a child of God, heir of God, and joint heir with Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Literally, you are now a member of the family of God. That makes you a member of this body right here. Mm-hmm. For the body of Christ, welcome. This is what we look like. This is who we are. This is what we do. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, they're going to put my email address and website in there. And we want to be able to, you to have somebody contact me, this minister. Now, as people continue to contact us, the load will get bigger. But here's the deal. We got a lot of good folk here that know how to lead you into the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And we'll just keep taking care of everything that you send us. Any question you have, send it. Any misunderstanding about God, church, or religion, send it. Ask me a question. I have 10 verses I want to give you to help you walk with God. I do. And that'll be a blessing to you and to your family. In the mighty name of Jesus. And just like this, build them into a confession and begin to speak them so that they're down inside your heart. And then they begin to change life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Welcome. Glad you're here. Hurry up. Go get some bread and water, cracker, whatever you got. Cheese it and Gatorade if that's what you got. I always encourage you. Move to the next level of God and take the elements as he said it. Get some grape juice and get some unleavened bread. That was Jesus' assignment. But if it's not what you have, then take what you have so that you can enjoy this with us. Jesus turned the water into wine. Here we go. You ready? We're going to bless our elements now, then receive them. Pray with me. In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
I bless these elements.
I bless these elements.
For this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement.
For my peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes, I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
I am healed.
I am healed.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supply.
Every joint supply.
In my body.
In my body.
From your body, Lord.
From your body, Lord.
In the body of Christ.
In the body of Christ.
In my community.
In my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
Right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's receive the bread together. Thank you, Lord, that you called it joy because you was going to get to see us and totally crush the enemy. And we rejoice in that tonight. We lift up the cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus. Pray this prayer, this by the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Every sin.
Has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
All things have passed away.
All things have passed away.
And all things have become new.
And all things have become new.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague.
Every plague.
Has to pass over in my life.
Has to pass over in my life.
And there is. And in the life of my family. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly.
I come boldly.
To the throne room of grace.
To the throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The accuser of the brethren.
The accuser of the brethren.
Is cast down in my life.
Is cast down in my life.
And there's no more condemnation.
And there's no more condemnation.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Let's receive the juice together. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And amen. And then the Bible says, they sang a hymn and they went out. Let's sing a hymn. You want to? The blood that Jesus shed for me, way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain, and it flows to the lowest valley. Blood gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. Somebody say, thank God for the blood of Jesus.
Thank God for the blood of
Jesus. And Kathy Angaroni, we're not taking shots. God bless you guys. Thanks for being a part of this.
Is it? I wonder if her mom is your mom doing communion every day, Kathy? You know, Sunday, that would be something great to mention to Debbie too, is to do communion every day. Is that something she would do?
Is to do communion every day. Matter of fact, just download this communion that we say right here. Go right to the website, SamuelJCottle.com. It's all there. And call your friend and say, before you go, let's take communion together.
Yeah, amen.
And speak to the blood of Jesus inside of her to make it happen.
Yeah.
Make sure you lead her into prayer to be filled with the Holy Spirit, which is just Holy Spirit only. As soon as she's filled with the Holy Spirit, the healing begins to work from the inside out.
Mm-hmm.
Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Anything else, love?
Nope.
Rebecca Smith, anything else you got? Brother Mike? Dave? Gwen? Dan? Gwen? Who else we got on here? There's a bunch of people still here. Your face is twice as big on my bigger phone screen. I'm so glad you got a new phone, Rebecca. That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Brother Mike said, I'm good. That's what we usually expect.
Brother Mike is
still awake. Mike is good. I mean, we still got 12 minutes, Mike. You could actually make it last all the way to the 90-second lady. No, I'm not trying to make something. God's giving you something. Honestly, we receive it. Brother Dan, serious, brother? On behalf of your phone, I'd like to apologize. See, now all of a sudden there's this random blank message pinned on my computer.
Really?
Yeah, real good. Real good, Google. Just really good. I love you too, brother. Okay, we're going to the closing verses of our dear Phyllis K. Raymond. I really like these verses. They don't really belong to Phyllis. She just says them all the time. Jude. Love you, Mike. His favor is upon us.
And on you.
And on you, man. Amen. We'll see you somewhere in a text thread tomorrow. On to him who is able to do exceeding, keep you from stumbling, Jude 24 and 25. Present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Why will you have exceeding joy? Because you walked in the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. And amen. And amen. Glory. Adios. Gloria. Adios. Well, I'm starting to get more coming here on YouTube. It's not quite all there.
All that for you are having the half.
No, YouTube has nothing.
Really?
Yeah, I don't have anything on YouTube. But I'm glad it's still there.
Yep, Sunday just went. Good night.
Good night, Sunday. We love you. I should be a duck because I quacked myself up. You quack us up too,
what
you quacker.
Was the joke we heard the other day, yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was a good joke about a ducker.
Oh, what was that?
It was about a quacker. You know, like soup and quackers. Ha, 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 ha. All right, well, tomorrow at noon, I'll see you for prayer. Giant.
It's a liar, liar, pants
on fire. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know the old thing that says, liar, liar, pants on fire? If that actually was the case, the news would be a lot more interesting to watch, too. And over here in the Democrat side, we have, oh, and look at on the Republican side. Those boys are dancing around because their pants are on fire. Those must be liars. In the mighty name of Jesus. Bless you, Rebecca. We love you. Bless you, Christine. Whoever else is with us.
Thank you for being
here. Dan Cottle's with us. Bless you, Dan and Gwen. We love you guys.
God bless Dan and Gwen. Love you guys.
You still got 8 minutes to call in, Dan, if you want to. We always say this. We love you.
We love you. And God loves you. And Jesus.
And Jesus is Lord.
Lord.
And Jesus is Lord.
And there was that.
Thank you all for helping me be able to speak with my grandson.
Oh my goodness, your pickle broken last night. It was probably not good.
It's so funny.
What? The funny videos that come
out? Well, yeah, it's me. Like this.
Oh.
Whoops, I didn't turn off Blog Talk Radio yet.
Good night, Blog Talk. We love you too.